Amen. Okay, we continue with the Rambam, Moreh Nevuchim. We're just finishing up Perek Ayin Aleph, and we are looking inside the text from Rav Toledano, and we're on section Dalet on page 324, just finishing up these ideas of the Rambam's differences with the Calamists and the Greek philosophers. So Dalet is called Bitol Hatlus Shel Metzias Hashem Barayin Abriya. The elimination of dependency of the reality of Hashem based on the concept of creation. And that was the Calamists' theory. HaRambam Mo'as B'shitos HaKalam. The Rambam was repulsed by the philosophy of the Calamists. HaMishtamshos B'Hanochas Lo Mevusasos. That we're working with, axioms that were not based, that were baseless. Omnam hamasima hachashuva biyosa shakol ishtas. However, the task, the most important task of any person who's religious, hilavatlas rayon katmasolam shala philosophia, is to nullify the concept of the eternality of the world based on the Greek philosophers. Ach mistaver sheno chochos chotchos lakach. But their logic is not so clear in this. Next page, v'haseichel anoshi chosum binyan zeh, and human intellect is kind of sealed in this area. V'im kein, therefore, tiezu iveles levaseis es kol ha-hogas hadatis al basis ruah kamo rayin abriya. And therefore, it is very incorrect to base all your spiritual concepts on a weak foundation such as creation. In other words, the Calamists were saying, well, the world was created by God. That's all there is to it. And that's the basis. Remember, we showed you this sheet where the first step of the Calamists is creation. And that is a questionable thing from a philosophical point of view, yeah, to say that the world was created versus the world always existed. The Rambam has said, that you can hear it both ways, and neither one is clear. But if you're going to base your religion on the fact that there was a creation, and therefore that means there has to be a creator, you're basing your whole religion on shaky ground, the cloud. Okay, if you're using it from a philosophical, you're saying logically, you're saying the logic is the world was created. Okay, well, we can use logic to say the world was never created, always existed. There's two equally logical ways. But the difference is, if you're going to base, the next step is, and therefore there has to be a God, so you're establishing God on a very shaky basis. So therefore the Rambam says, Haderech HaNechonehi, the proper way to do things, and the way the Rambam does it, is number one, Lochiach Es Metzias Hashem, first prove the existence of God, notwithstanding creation. And then Achduso, then his unity. And then vihak shemuso, and then the lack of corporeality. So gam im naniach l'rega, even if we could temporarily just not debate the issue, kirayin kadmus ol nachon, whether the world was eternally created or not, let's just suspend that discussion. And the Rambam is saying, okay, so you Greek philosophers, you're Aristotelians, you think the world always existed? Mm-hmm. Listen, we'll just table that question for now. But let's just prove that God exists. Okay, kedivrei filosofim, and we're not going to be like the philosophers who say the world is eternal. Remember, the only difference between the philosophers and Rambam is instead of calling Hashem or deity. Okay, so in other words, there's this natural power instead of Hashem. That's all. It's not such a dramatic change. In other words, where the world is powered from. Okay. Then after we've established these three principles, that God exists as unity, lack of corporeality, then we'll discuss and try to show you the fact that the world was created. That's going to be in the second section of the book. And guess what? The only thing we can rely on is prophecy. That's the only way the Rambam is going to prove it. It's not a proof, so to speak. An intellectual proof, it's a historical proof, so to speak. The Navi said so, came from God. Okay, so you got to prove that the Navi knows what God's saying. That's all going to be the second section book. B'sikum, in conclusion, Hashita philosophis mevuseses al hanochas hamatimos lemetzius. The philosophical position is based on axioms that are what do you call it, fit into reality. Okay, reality suggests this, and it makes sense. But the position of the calamus is based on suppositions that are contradicted by the reality. To such an extreme, that they decided there is no such thing as nature. That was the calamus conclusion. So what is this? God does everything. As opposed to nature, which we'll discuss much more in the next couple of chapters, they don't believe. But what do your eyes see? What do your eyes?
No.
Observation sees no. Nature. Sees nature.
They're not for that.
And the camel said, no, can't be. If you're going to say there's nature, then you got all these other things they don't like. Elanil, Yashir, Adelgim. They said, no, it's direct intervention by God. B'chol rega v'rega, in each and every moment, at ha'prat achron, until the last detail. B'inyin kiyum ha'teva v'aseder ba'olam, and regarding the establishment and maintenance of the nature, the order of the world, Maskim Rambam philosoph, and the Rambam agrees with the philosophers. V'yelich bedarka, when he goes in their ways, why? Kidei lohochiach Hashem, to prove the reality of Hashem. That's what he's going to use it with. Achtuso his unity, v'yegashmuso the lack of corporeality. Af imshitaso so stresses abinu b'vye. Even though their position contradicts our belief in creation, Rambam will deal with that issue afterwards. So obviously the Rambam is straddling a very narrow path. And you can clearly see why everybody would hate the Rambam. There's nobody who likes the Rambam. The Calamists and many of the Jewish religious philosophers who followed some of those ideas, right? They all hated the Rambam. The philosophers,
they disagreed
with him, hated his position, while the philosophers really was very much like the Rambam. They can't understand on this one thing. He can't give in. He believes in this God and prophecy of his. Okay, footnote 7. Harambam Matzir Khan, the Rambam illuminates for us, Kigolas Hakoteres, that highlight, Shel Hahagos Hadatis, of religious thought. What is the epitome of religious thought? He beholds the vatalus raisa philosophim, the ability to refute philosophical proofs al kadmas olam regarding the eternity of the world. The religionist said it cannot be eternity of the world. Who megiel maskona sheinochocha achlotis lekanchad. Rambam concludes there's no conclusion logically if there is a world was created or is exists. Haseich lanoshi, and he also says human intellect is not capable to render a position bin Ryan Kadmasa Olam bin Ryan Chidusho. Whether you're gonna say the world always existed or was created. Madua, why? Ki chesarim lanu nesunim shenoigim lekudas areshis. We don't have the capability that reaches to the point of the beginning. Hanasunim ha'omdun shenu, all the ingredients, so to speak, that are in our control. A control, we all know things after the world is created. When you have a world that's created, now we can analyze it. But we can't analyze, we don't have the wherewithal, the tools to be able to understand what happened before the world was created. Okay?
It's
all
around. Let's put this
in base. Right. What are the things that are in our control? This is a question that's beyond our minds. It's a perfect example of the limitations of human intellect. But the reality of prophecy, that's what gives us the ability to know what's beyond the horizon of intellect. It's beyond the boundaries of human capabilities. God can just dish it out to the Navi and give him a picture. Here's the idea. If God gives a picture of a Navi of atoms, and just showing him that. He says, this is what makes it work. Then the Navi cheated, but it's okay because God gave him the cheat sheet. That's the difference. You can always cheat if you come to the right answer. While the philosopher...
No, God's giving you the answer. That's not cheating.
Well, no, you're getting the... He wants you to know, but the philosophers, they have no way of getting there.
Okay,
so it's sort of like cheating against the philosopher. We're going to use our mind. We're only using our mind. My mind against your mind.
No.
You can't beat me. So we cheat. Hashem says, okay, here, I'm going to let you see something a human being could not comprehend. That's the difference. And that's what the Rambam's believe. That's one of the 13 principles. That's why it's so important. The concept of creation had to come to us through the Torah. Not through intellect. There's no way we can intellectually come to a conclusion about the creation of the world.
Can I just clarify something?
In yeah. Question? Yeah.
Earlier on, I think we said that the Calamus said that when the world was created, therefore there had to be a creator, and therefore there God exists.
Yes.
Only because the world was created, somebody had to create it. Some power had to create it. And the Rambam is saying, no.
The first thing is?
What's
the Rambam say? The first thing you have to determine? Rambam says the first thing you must determine is?
Is that there was God first.
There is a God.
Right.
We have to prove there is a God.
Right. And then God created the world.
And that, even that, we can only know through prophecy.
Yeah.
So all I'm saying is the Calvinists, they're not far off. They're just...
They're very far off.
No, because they say there was a creator.
They say there was a world, so there must be a creator.
Right. But yeah, the creator had to create the world.
But wait, but then they're going to say... But then they're going to deny the laws of physics.
Yeah.
Which is true. Mm. That's the problem.
Before we get that, just let me address your question first. If they're saying that the world was created and there had to be some power that created it, therefore there has to be that power. That's not that far off. Although we're saying it's independent. God was there.
But it's more than independent.
So I'm just saying
if they are saying we're only proving there's a creator because the world was created, that forces you to deny physics also.
Right.
Well, the Rambam says, no. By physics, I can determine there's a God.
Right. Wow.
So now Rambam really can accept physics, and he's going to prove through physics...
Why did physics not work for the
philosophers?
Colonists.
They disagreed with physics. They started from the point that the world was created.
They believe that
and they don't even define what God is.
Okay.
So now there's a little hocus pocus. So how did the world get created? So instead of playing with physics, they say, well, there's a God who's like bewitched. Blink. Now it happens. Now that's not physics.
No, they believe in let them be.
That's not that physics. And therefore there's no physics. And therefore anything can happen at any time. And you can't trust the nature of the world that what happened a minute ago is going to happen now. Right? These are things that are not true. Well, in Yiddishkeit, we believe clearly in physics. The only difference is Hashem creates the physics. And
that.
The Calamists didn't go there. Because if you can prove that Hashem exists, as the Rambam does, through the laws of physics, then you can say God is running physics.
Right.
Or created the laws of physics.
He created the laws of physics, but
or he maintains
it fits
the laws.
Into that laws of physics, which is very good understanding. Calamists say, no, there's no such thing as physics.
Right.
The fact that something happened this minute, no way means that's going to happen the next minute.
Right. So there's no way that just because this bottle is going to drop to the ground doesn't mean again it's going to drop.
How
can
you not believe that? Every time you drop the ball,
it could change.
Every
minute, God is the one doing these.
And that's their issue.
That's the Calamists are saying. They had a faulty atomic theory where they said everything is brought into parts and time is in parts.
And there's no consistency.
And there's no consistency. Nature means there's a consistency in the world.
That's the Calamists.
Because if God
can go up either.
Okay, well, you know, let's wait in two chapters. Shelley, we're wasting our time because in two chapters, Jerome is going to give the 12 principles of the Calamus, and he refutes them.
Okay.
Whoa! There you go.
Okay, and then he leaves the last chapter to refute the scientists. So he's getting there. He's getting closer. Okay, last paragraph on page 325. Okay. Rabbi Megala, the Ram reveals. No, did I do it already?
We're below the line, Rabbi. We're below the line.
I know, the bottom paragraph.
Yeah, not done the bottom paragraph.
7, you mean, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Rambam Megala, right? The Rambam reveals shenekuda hisgoyishus hagdola shel hatheologia ha'azlamim im hafilosofia yevonim. The Rambam reveals that the great point of contention between the Calamists and the philosophers, nagal lebayis kadoshim, relates to the question of the creation of the world. The Calamus says logic is first. And don't work, consider the way physics is. That's the Calamus. The Rambam went against that. He preferred as hahagos hafilosophius, the philosophical version. Even though the philosophers at the end go to the eternity of the world, which we don't agree. Now, Pnei HaGos Arvis, based on that Arabic understanding, because the philosophical basis is based on natural order. Next page calls him, as man comprehends it. We're on page 326 now, under the line. V'ilu HaGos Arvis, but the Calamists, they're understanding cover shein tevel shumer. There's no nature at all, at all. Vechishes of mukhas, and they deny what reality is.
Wow.
Now let's go to the top. Hey, tochni sosram. So what's the Rambam's program here? He says iev shalul lilmod al Hashem kiim mina olam o bo anachshim. It's impossible to learn anything about Hashem except from the world that we are in. That's the only thing God gave you. But certainly, come on, you have to reflect on it as it is. Now, Rambam will dedicate the next chapter, the way he understands the world scientifically, the way all the science books in his day, modern, state of the art, 11th century Greek philosophy, the Greek philosophical books. And that's what's going to be next chapter. This is what we common observation dictates. Then afterwards, Yatzik B'prokim, he presents in the next chapters, Beliho Chachos, without proofs, as Hanocha Shel HaMutalkim, he'll bring the positions of the Mutalkim, and not going into all their logic. If he's going to get into all their logic, you're going to be years and years just know the Mutalkim position. He's going to say, this is their position, and this is why it's wrong. That's it. As well, chapter 72, he's going to explain all the up-to-date science. He's not going to explain any of it. He's going to say, this is the up-to-date science, and this is what we accept. Okay? Shavlasi. Hanachas ha-philosophis intuitivios velo dorsos. The philosophers now, the Greek ones, they're intuitive, and they don't need proofs, he says. Kihen matimos, because they parallel what reality is. Hanachas hamutalkim, but the suppositions of the Calamists, they wasted their lives on the proofs. So why should I waste your time, me giving you all their proofs, where they're narishkeiten? And that's what he's basically going to do. So chapter 72, he's going to now tell us up-to-date modern science. 73 is going to be the Calamist position. Then he's going to refute the Calamist positions. Then he gives you the philosopher's positions. And then he's going to refute that as well.
It's amazing because we know when we did... Remember you did that one lecture, that class that you went to, Mor Nevuchim, third chapter, third section... You went to chapter 29, and it was all about that.
You got such a memory. It's unbelievable.
It was all about, remember that they have the Avodah Zarah and the Beit HaMikdash, and then all
the idols came because the king killed the one idol or the one guy and he came back as an idol member and then...
No, I don't remember, but I believe you.
And he says, Rambam says, I got this from the Sefer of Avodah Zarah. So I had to learn the whole Sefer of Avodah Zarah, what it was talking about, to deny it all. So here, I can imagine the amount of Sefers that this guy read.
For sure.
That had under, and his memory was like beyond beyond natural. How much he had in his brain just to put all this together. I mean, it was like, and he had to have tremendous siyata d'shmaya. Because the guy was being chased half his life by the Muslim extremes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then he worked all day by the time he was a doctor.
Right, right. You know? Anyway. So that is where the Rambam's up to. And I'm gonna cut it a little short today because 72 is, if you look in the book, it's like 17 pages is in the Hebrew.
17
so we're
going to
give you an outline of 2 pages.
Whoa.
And I don't want to leave it in the middle, so we're going to start it, go through the whole outline. Whoa. That's just going to be the science. I'm going to prep you to know that some of the science is wrong.
Yeah.
There's going to be the Aristotelian science that things revolve around the earth. But it's still not a problem. You're going to say, so why are we learning what's wrong? The answer is we're learning what's wrong because that's all God gave man to understand.
At that time.
And at that time, even from what we see, we could still understand about God because the principles from the perspective we're looking at are still how we will relate to God. But clearly, if the Rambam was alive today, he would come to the same conclusion but use different scientific methods for that.
For sure, yeah.
That's what you have to do. So you might say, why are we bothering learning this when the Rambam was wrong and half the world was wrong? But still, they were right about a lot of things.
Yeah.
As much as they were wrong about things, still, Aristotle, there's a lot of things they did know.
Sure.
And you're going to say, well, till you came up with knowing quantum mechanics, it was a waste of time. Well, no, Hashem did not reveal quantum mechanics to the world. So you're not supposed to know Hashem based on what you know?
Of course. Yeah.
And then at the end of the day, you always, when it comes to the default, remember Rambo always says, there's never a contradiction between true science and true Torah. That he always said. But you got to know if it's true. Now, when there's a conflict, you got to know either you don't understand what the Torah is saying properly, such as the, what do you call it, the corporeal statements about God. We just didn't understand that, and that's correct. Doesn't mean the Torah was wrong. People were wrong in understanding the Torah,
right.
Or the science is not, we don't understand the science yet, and there's something wrong with the science. So that is still true, and therefore you never have to excuse yourself of Yiddishkeit, because no matter what science is saying, one thing or the other is misunderstood. So even though he didn't have complete understanding, but was not to be in conflict with Torah. Okay,
right.
Excellent. Tomorrow, we'll try to get that whole chapter.